Well, one of the reasons that all of this has come to a head, one, it's yes, yesterday's CPI print, but it's also the drumbeat of company after company after company talking about raising prices. We talked to some executives that are doing that over the past week.
At least for the next two, three, maybe even four quarters, I don't see prices retreating. I don't think labor is going down in the near term. And I don't see, in terms of all the ingredients that we buy, our beef, our chicken, we don't see those ingredients really retreating until, at the earliest, the end of 2022, maybe even, into 2023.
But as we work through this environment, we also know that we're going to have to continue to adjust our model to preserve the profitability at the restaurant level.
Based on what we see right now, yeah, it's going to be high single digits to 10%. And that is very much a function of the input costs going up as much as they are.
We did raise prices in the third quarter of last year, and it is one of the options we consider given these times of inflation. But when we raise prices, we always keep consumers in mind. We are being very thoughtful and are committed to maintaining the highest quality and the best value for consumers.
So that is just a sampling, because as we know, Saz, there have been so many companies that have been doing this. And the question that we've been discussing, among other things, is when will consumers push back? It hasn't really seemed to have happened, at least not the critical mass as of yet. And as we heard from those executives, it doesn't seem to be abating right now.
I just want to go back to what PepsiCo CFO Hugh Johnston said. Now, I've covered PepsiCo probably 10 or 11 years. I have never seen a company of that stature come out here on live TV and say, hey, we might raise our prices 10% this year. But I think it really underscores the legitimate pressure a lot of big companies are in terms of labor, transportation, if you're a food company, grains, cooking oils, you name it. These costs are going upwards of 20, 30, 40, 50% in some cases, and they have no other choice. They are publicly traded companies. They're trying to protect their profit margins, and we, the consumers, are going to have to bear the brunt of it. But, just staying on inflation, of course, that's why you're seeing a lot of folks out here on the street come out here this morning and lift their rate hike expectations. Goldman Sachs, Jan Hatzius, he was at 5 rate hikes a couple weeks ago. He is at now 7 rate hikes for this year. I've also read a couple notes that perhaps you see an intra-meeting emergency rate hike before the Fed meets in mid-March.
Although, right, as Brian Chung just pointed out to us, that would be that
hasn't happened since 94.
Right now, it's not going to happen. Let's just put that to bed right now. There is not going to be an emergency rate hike. Like I don't make predictions. I'm making that prediction. It's not. Okay. It's not happening.
I would tend to agree with you. I would tend to agree, Julie. I think you would have to see really just more startling signs of price increases. Now, the CPI is not helping matters anymore, but still, I think you would need to see 10% plus on the CPI headline to even think about an intra-meeting rate hike from the Federal Reserve, at least ahead of March.
Yeah, I think, or you would have to have some sort of exogenous shock that has nothing to do with any of this, right, that would cause some sort of tailspin, so or spike or whatever it may be.